Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Deshaun Watson, of course, is in the news. He's in the news every day. There's always something.
Yep.
Now, Boomer Esiason this morning on the WFAN morning show. What's it? Boomer and Geo?
Boomer and Geo.
An Odyssey station. Boomer had, he's not real happy with the latest discussion that the NFLPA, Watson's team, the Browns, the league are all getting together to talk about the suspension. Take a listen to this, courtesy of WFAN from this morning.
You know, when I was in the NFL, if you did something wrong, you got suspended. You didn't even have a hearing or anything else. And then I'm hearing that Deshaun Watson, his representatives, the NFLPA, and the NFL are all sitting down trying to come up with some sort of workable suspension for Deshaun Watson.
I mean,
I've never
on.
Heard of anything so ridiculous in my life.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Workable suspension?
Yeah, work something that's workable for everybody.
For everybody.
That's going to satisfy everybody, you mean? Okay. Like it's 8 weeks.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, the NFL, and I know that they tread very lightly in this area because they've made mistakes before, and now they're trying to spread out the responsibility. So it's not just theirs, that they have engaged with the union. The union and the NFL have picked the, you know, the person, the Sue L. Robinson, a former federal judge, to sit in, you know, in judgment of everything that she's been handed. She is the one that's going to make the decision. I don't even know why they had this meeting, because she's the ultimate one that has to decide, you know, how bad is it and what the punishments should be.
Dustin, remember when I started screaming yesterday?
Yeah. Do you want to scream now?
No, let me ask you a question. Has he been charged in a criminal investigation?
He has not.
Did the NFL take any action last year when, oh, by the way, before the season started, he was on another team?
They did not.
Right. So, of course, it's going to be workable. He hasn't played in 2 years. Come on, man. This is just so easy. And I like Boomer, but, like, if Deshaun Watson was on the Jets or the Bengals, do you think Boomer would have the same stance? This is total piling on. It is workable. He hasn't been charged. I'm not defending him.
Well, here's the part. Okay, let me just explain myself, or at least my thoughts, and try to. I've never heard of a player like being able to negotiate the suspension before the suspension's handed down. And
correct.
This isn't this. And Matt, I know he's not been convicted or charged with a crime, but there is a code of conduct policy. This is not a criminal justice system.
No, that's true.
That's why they've got the right to do whatever they want to, whatever the hell they want to do in this situation. Now, do I think that no matter what the suspension is, he should accept it? No, I'm not saying that at all. And in fact,
he has every right to appeal
that suspension down. Which is when you negotiate, right, to some degree. Or not really negotiate, but you ask for you put pressure on them and ask for less with your union.
That's what makes it workable.
But it seems like
this is not some open and shut case here.
But it seems like
you think Deshaun looks good, right? Just when he looks good, another female steps forward. And if there are more, I feel terrible for them, because whatever Deshaun did to them, he denies it, allegedly.
Yes.
Did to them. Sucks. And it's bad. And it looks bad. But it's going to be workable because they don't have anything concrete. He's denied it. Except for the settlements.
Which also, you know, so like Big Ben settled in his case back way back when.
Right.
And other
was
players.
He suspended?
Have. He was.
How many games?
Oh, I think it was. Was it four or six?
I think it was four. I think it was four. Yes.
I'll double check that.
But again, it was.
It was six
workable.
Games, but it then six came games. Down to four.
But it was
from
workable.
Six to four.
It was workable. Boomer Esiason's laughing like, give me a break. What do you mean they're working with him? The guy sat out all of last season. He didn't play. What do you think? He sat out because he didn't feel well? Did he sit out? The Houston Texans were involved, allegedly, in this, according to reports. They've been subpoenaed.
Yeah.
So, like, 216-578-0092 is the phone number. Some members of the national media, and Boomer is one, piling on here, I think, is unfair. Deshaun Watson is not 100% innocent in this. Of course not. It's not worth saying. I think I'm with Dustin. I think you and I are together on this. He's going to get suspended.
He is. We don't know how long.
He screwed up. But, like, this notion of, well, he should just sit in the corner and wait for Goodell and Sue Robinson and whomever to come forward and say, here's your penance, and you're going to have to pay it. And there's PFT, Pro Football Talk, saying today, yeah, we might be hearing a whole year. You know Watson is going to appeal that. He's going to say, a year? I sat out a year last year.
Sure.
And I didn't do anything. I've denied it. So I just think it's piling on. I think the Browns, I think some of this is, Boomer looks up and says, what are the Browns doing, giving him a guaranteed deal, spending all this draft capital, and treating him like a king when he's a jerk? He's a bad guy. He's a total womanizer, classless pig. Okay, fine. But again, hasn't been charged. Is he a pig? Probably. But like a whole year, he'll appeal that and get it down. But let's get this over with. I think it's piling on in this instance. Of course, it's going to be workable. Should he be suspended? Yes. But I don't know, man. Boomer talking about this guy like he can't work through it. You said this. You said it before. Ben Roethlisberger, that was workable. You don't think the Steelers weren't involved and Ben's attorneys? Sorry. The NFL's not. They've botched this so many times. So many times. So it drives me nuts.
I hear you. We've got calls on this.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Cooley right now. Cooley, you're next up on the Fan. Cooley, what's up?
What's up? What's up, guys? How are you?
Good, man.
Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Hey, man, I totally disagree. I totally disagree with your point of view. I think what Boomer is getting at is the NFL. They're not nobody's piling on Deshaun Watson there. They're piling on the NFL because basically the NFL is doing everything they can to avoid responsibility, which I think Dustin touched on a little bit earlier. This isn't a pile on Deshaun like anybody's beating up Deshaun. Everybody knows the story. I mean, we discussed it at length.
Every day.
Locally.
Right. Right.
The problem is the NFL doesn't want to grab the bull by the horns and take a stand and say, look, this is what we're going to do, and that's the end of the story. He can appeal if he likes. Instead, they're trying to get everybody involved so that because we know people will complain no matter what. Groups will complain.
Goalie, we lost you. There's back.
I'm sorry?
No, we lost for a moment.
Hold on, Cooley, let me cut you off for a second. The NFL has to make it workable based on the Players Association, what's written in the language of the collective bargaining agreement, right? And they probably should sit down and talk to him. Don't you think Roger Goodell should sit down with Sean Watson and look him in the eye before he suspends him?
Yeah, he's already done that, hasn't he?
Thank you. Thank you, Dustin. That's already been accomplished. They've already
done
the
investigation. Then that's workable. That's considered workable. I don't know why Boomer's, you know.
Yeah, but like Deshaun's camp is not sitting. I don't think they're sitting there when they have their meeting. I think Goodell's probably questioning him as opposed to saying, well, how many games do you think, Deshaun? Well, and Deshaun says, well, I think, six games is fair. And Goodell says, well, no, eight games. And Deshaun goes, okay, eight's fine. Like, you think they're really having that conversation?
No, but that's not, Dustin, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, clearly I'm misunderstanding you.
No, I do think that a discussion needs to happen.
Okay, right? Cooley, you have something to add? Sorry, buddy, we're going to let you go here in a second.
Go ahead, Cooley.
They've already had, you said they need to have a discussion. Okay, they've done an investigation. They have an outside investigator. What discussion do they need to have? The NFL needs to say, we're going to own it. And there's a appeal
but
process,
they,
right?
But they never do.
NFL,
but Cooley, they never do that. They botch this all the time. They are the most powerful sports professional sports league there is.
Right.
And they're so stupid.
Don't criticize Deshaun. Nobody's piling on Deshaun. It's the NFL problem.
Boomer Esiason works on the NFL's big network every Sunday on CBS. To me, the way it came off, me listening to that clip, was that he was taking a little bit of shots at Watson again, almost being like, why should this guy even be in a meeting? Why should it be workable? Cooley disagrees. He thinks it's a league
thing.
I don't think Boomer's going after the league. At least that was the way I listened to it. It was almost like, workable? Why should he even? No, because the NFL Players Association is trying to take care of Deshaun a little bit. And I don't think the league knows what they're doing, which is stupid because they went through this with Ben Roethlisberger, Ray Rice. They've gone through it with Josh Gordon 500 times, and there's never a good process for it.
Right.
They always butcher it. That's just my point. And I think it's a little bit of piling on Watson because, sorry, no one knows what happened. He was never charged. He has one story. The women have another. And, yeah, I think in today's day and age, unfortunately, it may have to be a little bit workable. And I kind of got riled up a little bit. Dustin, you were shaking your head at me.
How do you know?
Come on, it's the secret. It's the secret.
No, but only between us, right?
I just think the NFL, they botch this every time. And if they say one year suspension, I think the NFLPA and Watson and his people are going to go, no way. I already sat out last year.
He was also paid last year handsomely.
Yes, he was, but he didn't get to do what he loves to do.
Oh, for God's sakes!
We also, it sounds like he loves to do other stuff, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Sorry, but all right, back to the phones. Right, let's do this.
Let's do
what
it.
We got.
Oh, I forgot. I have to do that. Sorry.
Yes.
Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Jeff next up on the fan. Jeff, what's up?
Dustin, Matt, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, I just wanted to, you keep hitting on this. He sat out last year, and Dustin kind of hit on it. Yeah, he sat out and got paid. He wasn't suspended. Houston decided they weren't going to play him. So the fact that he sat out last year and collected a paycheck is going to and should have zero to do with the suspension. The guy cashed a check. And Houston didn't want to play him. Well, I don't understand how that's even relevant.
I think it's relevant because the Texans are in trouble also.
I think it's nuts, man.
What's that?
How's it relevant? He got paid.
I just said the Texans
I
were
problem. He got paid. Who cares? He got paid. He cashed his check. Not going to be relevant.
Okay. I'm telling you, his argument and the Players Association argument will be that he sat out.
No, it
I'm
won't.
Not telling. I'm not telling you it's right or wrong, but he didn't play.
They're not even going to argue that because the Texans sat him out, and he got paid. I'm telling you, that's not even an
argument. That will be the response of Goodell. That will be the response of Goodell.
Texans should have tried to play him last year and then enforce the league to do something.
Love you, man, but you're completely off base.
Okay,
totally
I'm just thank you for the phone call. I think Watson and the NFLPA will use that. Is it a weak response? Because, yes, you are correct. He did get paid. You're right. It should have no bearing. But they're going to use that. They're going to say he wants to play, and he had to sit out last year. That's what he's going to say. The league might go, you cashed a check. Who cares? That wasn't even our call. But the league sat on it for a year.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
They did.
They did nothing. It looked bad. So they just went, let's just have him sit in the corner. As he wasn't charged in the initial criminal investigation, nor has he been charged since. That's all I'm saying, if that makes sense.
I hear you, brother. I hear you loud and clear.
Oh, I just want this over with.
So do I, man.
Right?
Yeah. Let's go to Steve. You're next up. Steve, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
I've
made this point several times over the last few weeks, but here's a couple things that you're keying on. One, all statements that come out these leaks are intentional. So the NFL is trying to win public opinion. Two, why are they having conversations? Because they know that Deshaun Watson and the type of person he is and the things he asks for are not specifically against the rules. You got to remember, the collective bargaining agreement in 20 changed all this and took this out of their hands. There's an arbitrator now. That arbitrator is going to look at it in a legality contract sense. And no matter what a person thinks of Deshaun as, like, the type of person he is, that's not a crime or against the rules. And also, the NFL Players Association, they're going to argue not for Deshaun, but for every other 20-something-year-old millionaire player that now is at risk because of an erroneous charge can be suspended for games. So that's the precedent here that they're going to fight for, is there's no way they're going to let him be suspended. So what they're talking about is about, look, Deshaun, it's bad. We look bad. Public opinion says you got to get suspended. We've been putting out there. We want you gone for a year. Take the four games. Apologize. Hat in hand. We'll call it a day. Four games. The Browns already worked your contract because of the money, last caller. You're not going to get hit that bad in the money. It looks bad. We want it to go away. That this is what they're talking about.
Right, that's why I think Boomer saying workable is a joke, and Gio, his partner on FAN, laughing at it, and people saying, "Oh, this is so nice of Goodell to let Watson pick his punishment." When you talk about workable suspension, no one's saying Deshaun's going to pick his punishment, but because the league, Dustin, you said it earlier with Big Ben.
So define workable in your mind.
In my mind is that the league isn't just going to sit in a room with Goodell, Sue Robinson, and their lawyers and go, let's come up with something. All right, we're doing it.
Well, how else would they do it?
I think you've got to have someone from the Players Association in that room. Not necessarily
I don't think you do, man. It's the league's decision. Then you go through the process of appeals with the union.
Correct. But I think in this initial stage, based on the league has let this simmer for over a year. Right? Hasn't this been? He set out that it was last year at this time where Watson was not at. He was at training camp, for the Texans. But he was like,
"Why do you think the league didn't do anything last year? And why did they wait this long?"
Because they were hoping it was going to go away. They were hoping that somebody
would settle the case.
Either settle the case, or some judge or some court somewhere would go, "Up, we've got criminal charges," and the league would go, "Oh, okay, you guys handle that. Whoa, we got a criminal quarterback here." We'll let them handle it, and he's going to be suspended indefinitely. And it never happened. And now the league's like, what do we do? And the Players Association is going, oh, we work for Watson. Like, we're supposed to have his back. But he hasn't been criminally charged on any of these cases, not even on one. So the league's got their pants down a little bit. That's how, to me, it has to be. No one's saying Watson's going to pick his suspension, but I think the Players Association has to be involved because he hasn't been charged with hasn't been charged criminally. That's all. I don't know. That's how I look at it.
All right. Phil thinks Boomer's right. So let's take Phil.
All right.
Phil.
What's up, Phil? You're on the fan. Phil.
Phil, are you there? Going.
Phil.
Three times gone. Okay.
What movie was that where they go, Phil?
Oh, I don't know. What movie is that?
It's like Eddie Murphy and, oh gosh, it was one of those. I don't know. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Phil was going to agree with Boomer?
Apparently, but we'll never know because he's gone. Ben's next on the fan. Ben, what's up?
What's up, Ben?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Matt, good. I love when you're on the air, man.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem. Guys, I'm sorry. You know, I just don't see the NFL who – obviously cares about the way they're perceived by the public, the way they make people who make them look bad disappear. I won't, you know, name names. We all know, you know, who they are. I don't think a four-game suspension, a year-long suspension, is going to matter given the volume of the accusations against this guy. I think this is a complete disaster. He may play again, but I'm sorry, you're going to have to convince me. I don't see him ever playing again.
Really?
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Interesting.
All right. Thanks, Bill. Wow, or Ben.
Thinks he'll never play
again.
I find that hard to believe.
So do I. There have been so many guys.
Unless he's behind bars, he's going to play football.
I think it's going to be a one-year suspension. I think they'll appeal and get it down to 8, and we'll be done. But then what happens if there is a criminal investigation reopened or there are charges filed? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody else comes forward and says, I didn't want to come forward for 2 years, but now I have, and here's the evidence. I don't know. It's possible, but to me, the league has just, they've botched this so many times, like I said before. Big Ben Roethlisberger, was he charged with sexual assault? I don't remember if he was actually charged with rape or sexual
assault.
Sure. But it was pretty ugly for a little while. But then, you know, the Ray Rice situation we talked about yesterday, right, Dustin? Until the video came out, they were going to give him a slap on the wrist.
They were going to give him, like, what, 4 games?
Right, and you can't tell me they didn't know a video existed. It's the NFL.
Yep,
they can get their money. They can get their money in their hands on anything. That's my point. And Boomer to say, this is a joke, workable, to me, the Players Association has to be involved because he has not been criminally charged. What he did was wrong? Yes. Did he basically admit it was settlements that he screwed up? I would say so. That's pretty much an admittance of guilt, don't you think?
I think that's fair. Yeah.
They did something wrong. But I don't know. I think if Deshaun Watson was on the Jets or Bengals, Boomer's old teams, I think Boomer wouldn't have said that.
By the way, with Roethlisberger, the case was dropped. There were no charges pressed.
It was dropped. Okay. Well.
Okay.
We can suspend Big Ben for being an a-hole. How about that?
Yeah.
Thank God he's gone.
Mike is next up on the fan. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Mike, you there? Okay. Mike is gone.
Hey, I think his Phil reference is Beverly Hills Cop.
Was it Beverly Hills Cop, Dave? Yeah.
Hey, man, what's happening, Phil? I know that was you. He told me it wasn't you, so I don't come in no more about that. It's Phil.
Spano's all over, man.
That's impressive. That's impressive work.
How did you find that so quickly?
Wow. I kind of knew where it was, so that's where I started. And then, yeah, I got it.
Good job out of you.
That's phenomenal.
All right, let's get Jim in on this. Jim, you're next on the fan.
Hey, haven't the NFL already put it in writing that they, with their mission statements, I don't know word for word, but they basically say they hold their owners at the utmost. And then you break it down from there, right? So all these owners, and I'm not going to get into what they do, but they've done some terrible stuff.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is there's no penalty for these guys, and it's criminal, some of the stuff. So how can you destroy a man's career and let these owners or elitists just go? Come on. You read it. You write it down. Follow it. But if you're not going to do it to them guys, forget doing it to Deshaun. Or let me just say this. Forget doing it to that man. Because I'm sick of the Deshaun stuff. It's all about this dude and ruining his life. And you got all these other rich people rolling around doing crazy stuff and not getting told they're doing wrong.
So, well,
thank you, Jim, for the call.
Jim could have kept going forever.
Yeah, we had to.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, look.
That's been the argument that we've heard from the union side of things, is if it's a suspension that they're not happy with, they're not willing to accept, they're going to then use the past transgressions of owners that have not been penalized.
I mean, Dan Snyder, Dustin, is one of the single worst humans
ever, on the planet.
And the fact that he's still in charge... his wife is running the Commanders now, I believe. And all these
things. Thank God we're not doing a radio in D.C.
Oh my
goodness.
Could you imagine? I mean,
I don't want to imagine.
I think Ron Rivera seems like a really good guy.
Yeah, I like
trying
him.
Trying to keep it together, but that's got to be impossible, you know, because at any given point, if you're Jerry Jones this year and Jarrah and the Cowboys have a big game with the Washington football team or Commanders, you know Jerry will plant something to a media member like Tuesday or Wednesday that week. Like, hey, don't say I reported this. Let me give you a little scoop on Dan this time. And then that comes up. And then it becomes questioning all week. It's a distraction. Because this list is so long. And Dan Snyder still remains. You know, there's been no suspension for Dan Snyder. I think he was suspended, right? Or he's been relinquished the team for a little while.
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure.
Still in the family, but I see what Jim is saying. Not that that makes anything Deshaun Watson has done right and viable, because it doesn't. But there is a double standard. I think Jim is right.
One more on this quickly. Here,
let's do it.
Let's do Drake. You're next up, Drake.
How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Good, man.
Thanks, Drake.
It just seems like people is getting the elements of what's going on confused. By being a criminal, by being non-criminal and being a civil trial, then I think that the players' union should be involved and his rights should be protected because he hasn't been convicted of anything. Now, had he been convicted, then no. Then the NFL handle what they do and they let down a ruling and that's what it is. But by this being the first time and he's never been charged with anything out of two grand juries, then you have to have him represented, even though it looks ugly. I think that everybody is so quick to convict this guy, and I hate to say this, and you probably ain't going to agree with me, but I think it has 80% to do with he's a black guy. And everybody's dying to convict this guy because their savior didn't do the job. He couldn't get it done. So now we bring in this guy who we all know is better, but you got a blemish. So they want to make sure that blemish is out there in the forefront. At the end of the day, nobody condones what happened if he did what these women said he did. But that has to be proven. It can't be public opinion. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, brother. And look, unfortunately, in 2022, race still plays a factor in a lot of things. And, I see where the last caller is going with that. I don't necessarily agree on this case because there have been so many women that have come forward. And yes, it was, it was a white owner here in town that gave Deshaun all this money and supported him.
Yep.
So that's where that's at. Dustin, I have a question about Jacoby Brissett, by the way. Can I ask you that?
I've got an answer for you.
Let's say he gets a one-year suspension, appeals it down to 8, and sits out the first 8 of the first 17 games. Where are you on Brissett? Like, I think you and I worked earlier in the year, and I said, even if Brissett's there, the first 4 games, they should win. Like, no excuse. Like,
first 4, yes. They should win those games. They're too deep of a roster to not be able to beat Carolina, the Jets, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta, right?
Right. But, like, what are they – how much faith do you have in him that they can be above water before Watson gets back?
Not much.
No?
I mean, what's above water? Is that around 500?
If they're 4-4 with 9 to go, I guess that's decent shape. But I also, like I said, that early schedule, I mean, Carolina, New York, Pittsburgh at home, and Atlanta. If it's Brissett, they got to go 3-1. But then it's like.
But they could lose the next 4.
Right. That's the problem.
I mean, they should beat Atlanta, right?
Yes. Atlanta's god awful. Yes. And they should, well, but Carolina,
it's at Carolina Atlanta, but it's on the road and it's the NFL, you never know.
Yeah, yeah. Do the Falcon fans show up? I mean, I don't know.
Are they going with Mariota this year?
That's what it sounds like. Or what's his name? Ritter. I don't know. It sounds like an open competition. I don't think Desmond Ritter is ready.
I don't think he's ready.
Quarterback. I think he's going to be decent down the road.
I actually think Mariota is serviceable.
He is. He is. But.
I mean, who started for the Lions last year against the Browns? Number 12.
That was Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle. Okay.
Yeah.
Mariota is more serviceable than Tim Boyle. Put it that way. And they almost beat the Browns.
They did. That was embarrassing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.